Log Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican, a true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni, and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Politicians and crime in the streets, and I matter in hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. Concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
is Freedom Radio. After a long month break, we are back on the air, and I tell you what, things are getting really interesting, and we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, including the nuclear Russian submarine that went off the grid for some reason. Virgil Russell, how y'all doing? And we got Kara Harapin in on here. How you doing, guys?
I'm doing okay. Hey, Russell, you coming? You on station, brother?
Oh yeah, he's here. I'm on here, man. Hey, Joseph, do something with your mic there, Ken. Man, you sounded kind of tinny.
Okay.
That's better. No, I'm just, you know, Virgil, Joseph. Hey, Hurricane, how you doing, sister?
Hey.
I'm here just shaking my damn head, man. Watching everything
right. That's
happening right now. And, you know, we've talked about this in depth for years, you know, over and over again and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely amazing. If you look at how Hitler came to power and what's happening here right now in front of our eyes, I mean, they're taking... They've taken the Nazi playbook and they're running with attack your political enemy, attack anybody that stands against you, and you know, it's just absolutely crazy, guys. Parents are being arrested, dragged out, called domestic terrorists for standing up for their kids and trying to have a say in what they're taught. They're calling these parents domestic terrorists. They're calling you and I domestic. So anybody that believes in freedom and rights is definitely the enemy now. And maybe a little later in the show when we get a touch of it, I want to talk about these friggin' university hospitals that are mutilating these children. I'm going to tell you something right now. 10 years old. You don't have any fucking idea what you're supposed to be, all right? Boy, girl, whatever, you know, and these friggin' half-ass parents, yes, I did say half-ass parents, if you've got children and you're just letting them roll whichever way they want to go with no guidance, you're a piece of shit, officially.
Mm-hmm.
Stamp.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And all these 9, 10, removing the breast, cutting off penises, because, you know, they want to be, at 10 years old, hell, you have no idea what you want to be. Hell, I didn't even know what I wanted to be at 21 years old, other than running around the world and fucking living on adrenaline, but other than that,
right. You
know, it tears me up.
I was reading a story, Russell, about a young girl, this is like about a couple of weeks ago, who regretted that decision. She was like about 5 or 6 years old, and they gave her puberty blockers, removed her breast and everything. Now she can't have kids. Well, this girl now is like 18 years old, and she regrets that decision majorly.
She's
fighting.
I want to say it was Green, Michelle, what's her name, Michelle Green, whatever. The congresswoman. She had a young lady up there with her, and she's like in her early 20s now. But because of what she had done and that kind of stuff, you know, she can't have kids now, and she completely destroyed her life. But the thing of it is, it never should have ever happened, because these dotes
think,
well, I want my kid to have everything they want, da-da-da, like that. And they take them to these hospitals. And this stuff here, and the more I dig into it, and man, Hurricane, you need to get a hold of this and do one of your shows on this. I'm sure you can get kicked off 2 or 3 media platforms. It is horrible what they're doing to these children, right? And it's actually become an industry. University of Oklahoma Hospital just got busted. I think 30-something of the state legislature there wrote a letter to University of Oklahoma and told them cease and desist on that stuff, man. And, of course, the Democratic Party's not going to do anything about it because, you know, they want to wave their flag. So we got all that. We got our children being mutilated, okay? You got the Biden crime family, which more and more on this shit comes out every day. And then we're back on the verge of what could be a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, and I was going to talk about this in Birmingham about it. Well, yesterday on the news, one of the big submarines in Russia disappeared off the grid. Don't even know where it's at. One of the nuclear subs.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I thought it was a hoax, you know, and then I started seeing that all over the place and everything. And I thought, wow, this is real. I mean, he could be positioning that nuclear sub probably somewhere here in the United States or close to the United States. Because he's been saying he's going to nuke. And he's talking about it for months.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, the FBI has become the new Gestapo for this regime that's in power.
Mm-hmm.
And I told y'all, well, it's not been coming up on 2 years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, I told y'all, once Biden is inaugurated, his handlers are going to hit the fucking gas pedal, and they're not going to stop. And, I mean, just look at the bullshit that's gone on in the last, coming up on 2 years, that they've gotten away with. And nobody's calling on it. The media's on board with them. You know, it's just, I mean, you know, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time in your life to stand up, it's now.
Yep.
Now, you don't, if you don't stand up, your life will be easier. You know, I'll admit that. If you just go with the flow and roll with it, your life will be easier. But I absolutely promise you, from the core of my being, that your children and your grandchildren's lives will not be. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. You're totally right.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Russell. And, for all of that gender mutilation to the children, I'm going to bring up one name, Joseph Mengele. You ever heard that name before? Joseph Mengele. He's the one that developed all of this stuff. He's the one that developed all this stuff. And
when y'all get through to you, I want to say something while you're on the subject, before y'all go to another subject, okay?
Okay, Ann, go ahead. Take it away, the High Priestess of the Wolf Pack. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Starting to be the High Priestess of TikTok. I love it. So somebody called me the Mega Queen on there yesterday. It made me so happy. Okay, so in my Disney video that I got so banned for, which I'm sure y'all are familiar with it, I talked about the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, and while Bill Donovan, he formed it, okay? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, y'all know I'm a good researcher, you can't deny me that, okay? So while I'm researching this, I find out that, while Bill Donovan is like considered, I guess loosely, the father of the CIA, but when they started the CIA, they kicked him to the fucking curb, okay? They kicked him to the curb, and they only kept some of the OSS, which most of the OSS was actually made up of, and this is not a lie, people from the 13 bloodline families, okay? But the rest of the people that made up the CIA were actually Nazis from Project Paperclip, okay? This CIA that's been, this is fact, I found this on the CIA website, okay? This is actual fact, this is not propaganda or conspiracy. This is just a fact that most people aren't aware of. But when you start realizing the fact that these were actual Nazis, and now you've got Putin saying, y'all need to face the facts. The Nazis won the war. Okay, that seems a little absurd until you think about Project Paperclip, how they all came over here, how they infiltrated everything, and including the CIA, which is now the parts of the FBI. And so when you're talking about Joseph Mengele, and you're wondering why we're having sex change experiments and why we're having the jabby jab that's changing our DNA and all these other really creepy times of Noah experiments, well, you know, you got Mangala's, probably his ancestors running things now, you know? No doubt. You could look at Fauci and tell. You could just look at that little rat and tell that he was a Nazi. He's,
well,
he's got Nazi blood. I swear I can tell.
But
anyway,
you know,
I thought that was
really
good to bring that up.
You really need to look at the main player in this, and that's Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is the main Nazi in all this. He has all this. Everything.
Well, Joseph, I'm gonna go back to what Russell said about the media. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like watching this stuff, but since I'm on this program, I have to watch it because I have to know, you know, just what depths they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, CBS, Face the Nation, okay? It wasn't about the hurricane victims. It wasn't about the damage or the people suffering or whatever. No. They're tying Marjorie Taylor Greene into this hurricane. They're tying Donald Trump into the hurricane. They're tying Governor DeSantis into the hurricane. They just totally politicized this hurricane. You know, like mm-hmm. they just all got together with a big pot over a stove, and they whipped this thing up. And they're blaming, you know, this one and that one and that one and this one. Okay, everybody was watching the news on this. If you live in a coastal town, and if you think a hurricane's going to hit, okay, you put that town in your rearview mirror, okay? Let uh-huh. Jakewood State Farm worry about everything else. Get your butt out of there. But no, they totally made this a political total deal. I mean, they've got reporters down there in Florida talking about something Marjorie Taylor Greene said about Democrats want all the Republicans dead. You know, which they do.
I mean, it just
totally set my head on fire. I said, now these scumbag son of a bitches, these lowlife, I mean, how low can you go? How low down and dirty can you go with a catastrophe like this and throw politics into it? I mean, that's just disgusting.
They are true Nazis. This is what true Nazis did, and we have said this many times over in this show.
Hey, Joseph.
These are the Nazis.
Hey, Joe.
How am I coming now? Yeah.
You still got something screwed up on your pike, bro. It's hard to understand what you're saying. Hurricane is 100% right, because if you follow and do some research, after the war, a lot of these Nazis ended up here in the U.S., brought over here by the what was called the OSS at the time and stuff like that. And I think she's 100% correct when she's saying that some of these people doing it are the descendants of these people and stuff like that. And, where does this stop? Okay, we know that Planned Parenthood has been selling baby parts and hearts and whatever else for a long time, but that wasn't enough. You know, now they're going to butcher or mutilate the children. The shit they're teaching in the schools nowadays is absolutely abhorrent. It's got to be time to stand up. You know, this can't go on. You know, and people listen to this, and they say, oh, yeah, man, we're winning the war. You know, hey, look at this, man. Republicans are going to take the House and da-da-da like this. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't that long ago, about 6 years ago, coming up 6 years ago, when the Republican Party had the presidency, they had the majority in the Senate, they had the House of Representatives. Donald Trump's first year, and the Senate and the Congress, I mean, not Congress, that's combined with all both groups, but the Senate and the House of Representatives, drug seats, stonewalled, did everything they could to try to stop this stuff. You know, and now here they are again, beating at their beat. Well, you know, y'all put us back in power. We're going to investigate this shit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is straight up bullshit, all right? Straight up bullshit. They're not going to do any freaking thing. I've said this a thousand times. I'm going to say it one more time, anybody who hasn't heard it there. The left wing and the right wing belong to the same fucking bird, all right? We haven't had a honest to God two-party political system in this country since JFK, who, by the way, Bush 41 was the director of the CIA, the Bush globalist family, had him assassinated. Because he's the first one that came out and said, we've discovered a plan to enslave every woman and man in the world, I mean, in the U.S., and da-da-da like this. And a week later, he was dead in Dallas, Texas. So he struck a nerve. And he was the very first president to stand up and say, you know, these CIA guys are fucked. And they are. That's got to be one of the most crooked organizations. And the whole government has been taken over by these bureaucrats. The FBI has absolutely no credibility left with anybody. Department of Justice, oh, we're going to make shit up and go after people here. We're going to go after moms and dads, and we're going to go after the militias, and we're going to go after the Christians and, you know, those nasty-ass white people and yada, yada, yada. You know, the list goes on and stuff. And we are absolutely the laughing stock of the world right now. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And, our enemies are emboldened. They've gotten brave. They have no fear of Joe Biden. He's an idiot. Joe Biden's doing China this, China that. In the meantime, he's selling them oil. You know, he's taking sanctions and restrictions that Trump had put on. He released all over. Then he's sitting there talking like they're the enemy and they're making money hand over. Ladies and gentlemen, you are witnessing one of the biggest crime sprees in American history. And I'm talking about the U.S.
You forgot one, Russell. They're sending another $12 billion to Ukraine this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, oh, Hurricane, while you're here, man, I want to tell you, I thought about it and started putting stuff together and stuff like that. And, if it's still standing, I'm going to take you up on your offer to do a show on Wolfpack Radio.
Okay. We'll talk about that. I was just wondering, are y'all going to cuss me out on this show like y'all did last time? Because I'm still disagreeing with most of the stuff y'all are saying here. Because, you know, I really believe that there is still a plan. Last time y'all cussed me out, I told y'all I wasn't coming back, but I love y'all. And y'all are my best friend. I'm always coming back to the
point. Well, the thing is,
because I was
so far gone
y'all
now.
To apologize to me yet.
Well,
being wrong about Q. Because y'all see that Trump is admitting that Q is true, right?
Well, I'll go this far. I'm going to apologize to that. And, you know.
You don't have to. I don't need your apology. I love you. I don't need.
But,
it's not very rewarding getting it from you. It's more rewarding to people that I just want to be like, yeah.
But,
hey, listen, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something really good, though, okay?
All right.
So, we always thought as Anons, we thought that, I know this sounds absurd, I know it does, but we felt like Putin and Xi and Trump were working together. And I told y'all this before. Now, there was a time, see, when Trump went to China, Xi took him to the secret city, which is never done. That's not real far from Russia, okay? So I think Putin could have got in there, too, if he'd wanted to, all right? You see what I'm saying? And we would have never known this, not in the secret city. And so what a lot of people don't understand is they say, well, you know, well, Xi's bad. Well, there's a deep state in China, the CCP, who's against Xi. And the whole time Xi's been in there, he's been warring, and they're warring him. They hate each other. He's trying to remove them. They're the same as, like, Trump against the Clintons and stuff. The deep state is the same thing, you know. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend, okay? And Putin, he ain't the bad guy to me, you know. So I don't know. I really still think there's a plan. Trump has been eluding. What I was trying to tell y'all is that when Trump did True Social, it was a lag for all of us to get on there, okay? But when I got on there, now a lot of people might not have noticed this, all right? But when I got on there, which was later on, I had to wait a little bit, I noticed it was all the fucking Anons. I noticed that it was all the Anons. I recognized them all because we're all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, holy shit, it's all the fucking Anons. They put the Anons on here first. Why would he do this? Well, then I told you on your show before that I had thought that part of the teaching was Cash Patel. And Cash Patel starts going to every single one of the Anon shows, okay? Now, Cash Patel came on the X-22, and he said him and Nunes were going to the FISA gate, okay? And that they discovered all this information on the FISA gate early 2017, okay? But they couldn't tell nobody. They couldn't tell nobody. Only just now recently were they able, after that information came out publicly, were they able to say anything. So they weren't able to say anything. But 8 months later, Q starts, and it breaks down every single step of the FISA gate, which Nunes and Cash Patel knew. See what I'm saying? So that's who I always thought was on the Q team, which I think is true. Now Trump is doing everything Q. He's posting all of our stuff, all of our stuff. I mean, straight drops. But the big one a few days ago, y'all, was there's nothing can stop what is coming, right? There's nothing can stop what is coming. You always say that. Nothing. You know, I haven't got the shirt for like 4 years now. You always see me wear it. Nothing can stop what's coming. You know what I mean? We always say that shit, right? Mm-hmm. But what we didn't even know until, I don't know, a couple of years ago. We didn't know it for a couple of years, and then we found out. They had always said that it's like nothing can stop what is coming. So it's NCSWIC is the little initials for it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and the Q had said NCSWIC is not just a catchphrase. Well, we still didn't catch that. We still didn't catch that, okay? Well, trying to find out, that is the initials for a cyber department in the government that does election fraud and foreign interference in elections and all kinds of cyber stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you see that?
Well, I didn't see it. That's cool. Well, you know,
hang on a second. I'll pull it up. Just type it in. NC, it said some national something, didn't it? Yeah, just type it in there. It's gov, you know, .gov, you know? Yeah, NCSWIC. And go read it. It's very interesting. I think that your listeners would really enjoy going to investigate this because this isn't a conspiracy, okay? This is a government site. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to remember that, right, you know, Trump was in charge of that, and he had his people in that, and that is also associated with what? With what? Space Force, okay? So, you know, Space Force, you know, Trump keeps saying we have it all, you know? Because I really think this is a sting, y'all, and I know y'all don't believe it, but, and you say, well, why would he let them do it? Because he has to. They have to show themselves. Okay? Y'all, look, honestly, this is the only way that it could have worked out. This is the only way. Right now, all the Democrats are turning. America has went to shit, and you know what? I think it's dark. It's going to crash, okay? And so, but I really believe, the reason I came on the show tonight was I just wanted to tell y'all that, so, you know, Trump is making sure that all the Anons know. He's confirming the Q's military operations so that we won't be afraid. And the reason why is so we can express to y'all, because that's been our job the whole time. Everybody's like, he's a psyop. They just stopped y'all from acting. No, Q didn't go to the freaking militias. Q came to Q-chan, the nerds of the world, the researchers. Why? Because it's a digital war. Not for militia. It's a different kind of war, okay? So when people say that, it's actually ignorant, okay? Because we fought a different war, and people still haven't got that, but they're learning it now, okay? So our job, too, was also help people when all their shit goes down and get help and give them some stuff. Well, by Trump reaching out to us and telling this is military operation, the reason why is because we have been told from the very beginning there's going to be a scare event, okay? There's going to be a scare event. I don't know what the 10 days of darkness is. We've guessed everything, and we've guessed wrong. I did look like a bunch of idiots sometimes. And y'all got to remember that most of these two people that look like idiots, there's their feds or their bots or their trolls that are in there to take down our movement. You know what I'm saying? They're not even the real fucking Anons, all right? You know what I'm saying? They just make us look bad. But the 10 days of darkness, I don't know what that means, but it always scared the shit out of me. But it was very stressful. It's a scare event, okay? It's going to be a scare event, okay? And that's pretty terrifying because we know that the deep state is really desperate. Now, just because there's a plan and just because we feel like we're in control and just because we have a lot of evidence, these people are not going down without a fight, and they fight fucking dirty, okay, and they fight mean, and they don't care about any of us. They would take any of us down to win. This is like a spiritual war, too. So just because there's a plan and we got all this stuff, doesn't mean we're still going to win the war. It's still a war. And a lot of people didn't understand what Q did. The only thing that Q ever told us to do was think for ourselves and to pray. He told us to pray. That's what he told us to do. He told us to pray. This is really important. It's a spiritual war, and a lot of people do not understand how important that is. But y'all do because y'all are soldiers, and you know we got to have all of our freaking weapons when we fight. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm not going to have any weapons. That means I'm going to have my spiritual warfare as well as my rifle. You know what I'm saying? And my bulletproof vest. And my all of my stuff for the armor God, you know, because I need all my weapons because I'm a warrior and I'm not going to go in, you know, without my crap, you know. But the reason I called you to let y'all know is Trump has communicated to us. You know, I'm not a liar. Let us know. We got to be on a shadow of a doubt, okay, that this is a military operation. And I know it looks really doesn't look like it is right now. I know it is. This is a real war. And sometimes you don't win every battle.
Well, you know.
But it is a war, but we got countermeasures, and there is going to be a scare event coming up. And I just want to let y'all know it's really weird and it's bizarre, and I can't explain to you why one of the main things on Q talked about Red October, and I always thought about that freaking submarine, and dude, now it's October, and freaking what? It's missing? And I started, like, fantasizing, this ain't about Karen and like that, but I was like, I hope Russia goes and shoots down the ice.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking that same thing a while ago, and I was just thinking that too, man.
I have no explanation for that. That's just bizarre. That's really bizarre. I have no explanation for that. But I just want y'all to know that what we need to do right now is we need to let people know there is a scare event coming, but you just there's nothing you can do but pray and believe that there is a plan, and but still be prepared, okay? Like, still be prepared. Just like we've been telling all these people that had to evacuate in Florida and everywhere else, we've been telling people for years and years and years about prepping, about bug-out bags, about different stuff. And y'all, you know what? My bug-out bag's not even ready. And I teach this stuff, and I've got everything ready, but I've been doing so much other stuff that I forgot the bags, and my bags are still packed for FTXs. So, I mean, I could grab my bag right now and go to a militia, but, I mean, I don't have the stuff I need, like, as a parent, you know, like birth certificates and things I need as a mom. There's different bug-out bags for militia and different bug-out bags for, you know, families and kids and elderly, there's different stuff, you know. But I'm getting off subject. But anyway, the reason I came on the show is just to let y'all know I'm not bullshitting y'all. I know y'all get mad at me because I'm always like, trust the plan, trust the plan, trust the plan. I never, that doesn't mean that you don't be inactive. Right now, what has happened is the people have turned on the police, okay? The people have been manipulated by propaganda. I don't watch the news, period, okay? And but if I was in a hurricane, I'd try to be watching the news because I want to watch the weather. That's the only exception, something like that, okay? Definitely. I'm not saying that, but otherwise we don't watch the news at all. But, you know, these people have been just... It's just
brainwashed.
And you know what, her
brainwashing.
You know, when you first came out and talked about this plan and stuff like that, and I was like, well, you know what, they could have stopped it, but you know what, turned out it was 100% right, because as bad and messed up as things are right now in this country, if things hadn't gone down like this, you wouldn't have the majority of Americans going, wait a minute, something was messed up with that election. I think 54-55% now think there was fraud in the election. This is overall countrywide, 55% I think was the last number I heard.
Because what has happened recently, people have gotten so mad.
People have seen the Biden, they've seen this stuff in Ukraine, and you know, I was mistaken, man, and I think it was 100%. This had to go down this way, because if it didn't, the normal American would not have felt the pain and would not have went, wait a minute, what's going on here? And starting
right,
to look,
exactly, Russell, but there's something even bigger going on. There's something even bigger going on, because the pain is starting to be felt, and the anger, and the people are waking up. But one big thing happened is because the people turned on the cops, okay? And the cops quit their jobs in droves. So guess what they're doing now? On a ground root level, which is what you want, okay, they are coming grassroots level. They are coming in and running for office, which we are going to running for sheriff, running, you know, for different forms of government, different offices, and school boards and everywhere else. So what we're doing is we're having these police are starting to come in and fill in all these, you know, constitutional places that we need, instead of being beat up on the street, so they can go in and make changes themselves, you know. And so we're also seeing the school boards now, the parents are waking the fuck up finally about the CRT, the manipulation. This Project Veritas has been wonderful, too, in exposing this so much stuff. People are starting to wake up to the fact that all of these schools are communist, being communist-run and handpicked with socialist teachers that have been hand-groomed and brought up in these communist, socialist universities that we have. And we come in with an agenda, which is now we see, like we talked about earlier, it's actually a Nazi agenda, okay, on this mutilation of the children and stuff. But it's also, like we talked about before, a Orange Revolution turning around the country. What it all boils down to is, like, again, I don't want to always just say I'm right, but hey. And about that China, hey, y'all, they got police stations now. China has a police station in New York, and China has a police station in Florida. Did you know that? I told you. I told you I was right about that, too. I'm sorry. You know, I hate to say that, but damn, I was on that.
Oh, you were dead spot on that stuff. And as I said, often and fairly regularly, you've done some of the best research and work on China and Disney and all that kind of stuff. And it's just kind of, I'm willing to say now that it did have to go down this way. And, they're raided by our
lives. Do you see why Russell? Do you see why Q did not come to the militias? Because you guys are fighters. You were injured. Russell, look what you and Virgil just alone have been through. You know, y'all put your blood literally fight for this country. You know, and y'all are too hot headed. You get too mad because you're badasses, and I love that. And I'm a badass too. But luckily for me, I'm also a nerd. Okay, I'm also a nerd, so I'm a researcher. Well, see, the reason he came to these nerds. See, 4chan are nerds. They're researchers, okay? There's a reason they came to that, because they didn't want civil war. They didn't want war, okay? They got this. But what's going on right now is I need to tell you one more thing. I'm sorry to monopolize your show, but you know, only come on here when I have really good stuff, okay? All right?
All right.
I'm busy. Busy person. All right. So, not really. Y'all know I'm on TikTok. I'm like, I have to get back on TikTok. I'm busy. So anyway.
But she's not banned.
This is about TikTok, okay? All right, I'm not going to brag about myself being right about all this stuff. And then we can go back to topics, but before I forget, I've got to tell y'all this. It's very important, all right? So we've been warned to watch out for false flags, right? And as you know, I'm very intuitive, and I'm kind of almost psychic. Y'all can see that, right? You can see that in my research and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so, Russell, you saw that with the January 6th thing when I said, hey, we can't go with the Senate, right? You know what I mean? I called that. I was right.
I was ready to roll on that.
I was ready to go. Well, guess what happened? So we've been getting warned that they're going to try to set us up again and do some stuff before the elections and all this stuff. We already know that. Everyone, all the patriots are on alert. But even the most smartest of us, like myself, still fall for this shit sometimes. So I see this TikTok today, and this guy got me fucking fired up, and he's like, we're rolling into Texas. We're coming in. We're going to take our country back. We're going hunting. And we're kitting up. And as soon as he said kitting up, I was like foaming at the fucking mouth. I'm like, I'll go. I'll kit up with you. And they're like, yeah, I need to come. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I'm all amped up. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do this shit. It's on. I'm already out there to get my gear. I mean, I'm fucking amped, right? Well, I didn't slow down enough to look at his next video, okay? The next video, the guy's talking about how he wants to overthrow the whole fucking government, hates Trump because Trump's an Illuminati, and and he's anti-cop and all this shit. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, I am not getting set up by you, Fed. And I went on there. I was like, never mind. I changed my mind. I do not want to go with you. I am pro-Trump, pro-cop. Fuck you. You know, I went on his next post. I ain't going. Never mind. I changed my damn mind. Goodbye. Block, you know. And I'm like, oh, shit, here it comes. And there were people from all over the United States responding to this guy, okay? So do you see what's happening right here? We got a Kessler. We got another Kessler coming up, y'all. This is the same thing as Kessler, ain't it?
Okay.
Have you
seen Senator John Kennedy's latest campaign commercial? I mean, it's going nationwide. Have you seen his last one, his latest one?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, he's talking about the rising crime in Louisiana and around the country. And he flat out says, if you hate the cops so much, the next time you get in trouble,
call a crackhead.
Call a crackhead.
Call a crackhead.
Oh, yeah.
And you would not believe the fallout he is getting because of that.
Right.
Well, that's true.
But you know, to go back to Trump and everything else, you know, Adam Schiff comes on and you know, he's back on his bandwagon. Well, you know, Trump went and met with Russians and tried to get dirt on everybody and this, that, and the other.
He's a cross-dresser,
okay,
by the way.
Yeah. By the way, okay.
And he's also German.
Just think about this. Just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. If these people portray themselves in the media to be so honest, so upstanding, so what dirt could he possibly get? I mean, if you're doing nothing wrong, you can ask
right.
anybody anything about you. You know, I mean, I can go around the whole state of Texas. Hey, you know, Ann, you know Hurricane Ann on media, on TikTok and everything. Tell me something about you. Tell me some dirt on her, okay? Okay, maybe I'll find somebody down in Galveston when you on spring break from college. You know, she entered a wet T-shirt contest or something, and he's got Polaroids.
I want $350
okay.
for that. $350.
Wow.
Yes, I didn't know what it was. I was innocent, but I beat those bitches. Yes, I did. I won that match. Yes.
Do you have any Polaroids?
I was also the
most Do you have any Polaroids?
Yes, 2 years in a row. Huh?
Do you have any Polaroids?
I
post some Polaroids on TikTok.
I had a bunch of Polaroids in the feds sticker when our house got
TikTok challenge for Hurricane Ann, Russell. TikTok challenge for Hurricane Ann. Wet T-shirt.
Should blow up. TikTok with that one, Russell. So should get better.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Boy, if we'd had TikTok
yes.
when I was young, I'd have blown that thing up. I'd have owned that thing. I'd have rocked that. I'd have rocked it. When I was
but,
in my 20s, good God almighty. Jeez.
You know, Virgil brought up a good point because they argue now. Look at your deal with Karen Bodini. He's running for governor up here. They have tried everything to bring dirt, try to find all kinds of dirt on her, and they couldn't do it. So what they did, they went after her husband. They went
y'all
after
hear
her
some,
husband.
I, y'all want to hear some conspiracy?
You
well,
know,
Russell,
I could give a
did you hear? Did you hear about the midnight passage of the $1.something trillion deal that's going on now? Did you hear about that? The midnight passage of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to hear
about
hey,
that?
Hang on, guys. Hey,
about
everybody, hang on a second. I want to ask Hurricane a question. I just caught that story a few days back. Caught a little short glimpse of it on the news. Now, the United States government builds a $330 million rocket and flies it into an asteroid to see if they can change its course. Now, let me tell you something. According to history and all that, we went to the moon in 1969. I don't want to have an argument with that. It either happened or it didn't. I don't give a fuck either way. But tell me, why would they spend $330 million to fly a rocket into an asteroid if they didn't think there was something headed this way that was going to fucking be an extinction? What do you think
it was an asteroid? How do you know that it wasn't a UFO and they were just going to go port there and like they do on one of those big old home ships whenever they just go in and see all the other people like battles? What were those little shows we used to watch, the big old ship, and then all the different planets come up there and meet, right? Well, how do we know
right.
it was an asteroid? We can't believe anything they say.
No.
They're freaking
idiots. Well, what do
they're
you
liars.
Think about
that's a liar.
No.
If their lips are moving, they're lying.
I mean, as far as we know, Nancy Pelosi was at the controls after she took her painkillers and down to Fifth of Vodka. She might have just, you know, she might have just wrecked the damn thing, or you know.
Well, she was out here in New Mexico a few days ago, so who knows?
Oh, God, I hope he wore a gas mask. wouldn't want to breathe the same air.
Nobody knew she was coming. It was a surprise visit.
But I'm with Russell. There's something kind of fishy about that. You know, just to crash land a multi-million-dollar craft into an asteroid or something. You know, I don't know what's going on here. I mean, it smells like a harbor at low tide.
Hey, y'all want to hear a really good conspiracy about Adam Schiff?
They said,
I found out
and they were on the TV,
he's a clone.
Gas truck. But you know what? They never said a word about whether it worked or not. Not a word. Was it successful? Did they change its course? Or did they just fucking turn $330 million into space dust?
All I said was it did its job. They didn't say any more than that. So I don't know.
But anyway, get back to it. I think this is going to go on. I didn't know whether there's going to be an election or not. I think there's probably going to be an election. I think they're probably going to try to pull their bullshit again because they got clean away with it the first time. Mm-hmm. Nobody stood mm-hmm. up to them. The Republican Party folded like a cheap lawn chair.
Yep.
Of course, you know, Trump too. I'm telling you, the more I see what's happening, and I was sincere in that apology, man. The more I see what's happening and go back to what you've told us and stuff about Anon and stuff like that, the more I watch this thing unfold, the more I think, you know, yeah, there probably was.
And I have something else to bring y'all. I forgot to tell y'all about. I've done several shows on the Benson strategy. Okay, so if you want to go back on Wolfpack Radio, that's PAQ, three words, Wolfpack Radio. Go back on my shows. You'll find the ones that talk about the Benson strategy. Okay, this was very important. This is an email. This isn't QAnon. This is from WikiLeaks. Okay. So this information came out in 2016. This email was leaked with WikiLeaks associated with the Hillary Clinton emails, okay? Now, in this email, Hillary Clinton had hired a strategy group to tell her the truth about what the fuck was going on with her with the election, okay? Which was just a few months away, not too far away, okay? 2 or 3 months away. And so at this time, the polls were saying, oh, Hillary's going to win. And we all knew Trump was winning, right? We knew that Trump was more popular. Mm-hmm. But the polls were like, oh, Hillary's winning by landslide, remember all that crap, right? And so they do this group, and they come back, and they're basically like, he's going to kick your ass. You know, he's going to kick your ass. Well, they had, like, pages of all these different things that they asked if Trump supporters would do or if show up or if Hillary supporters would show up, okay? So all these different scenarios. Yeah. And essentially what it showed up was that Trump supporters would basically crawl through glass to get to the voting polls, okay? So what they did was they came up with a strategy for her, and they had like 6 different strategies, okay? And all of these strategies they eliminated. They said, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. And so they ended up picking a final strategy, which was their suggestion what they could do to stop Donald Trump from winning the election, okay? Now, the first strategy they had was for an invasion coming from the north to the south, from Canada to the northern border of America. But they thought that it wouldn't work because of militias and preppers, okay? Militias and preppers, all right? And because of long-term storage and stockpiles of ammo and stuff like that, right? So what did they do during the next 4 years and stuff? They really worked hard to come in and infiltrate all the different militias and cause division. And now I see with the prepping, they've changed our canning jars from 5 years, the ball lids from 5 years to 18 months. And they're also trying to get rid of our Mylar bags for long-term storage and make us go to the clear ones, which means we can't store our food as long. So see, those are eliminating mm-hmm. the problems. Those were the two objectives they had from the UN or another force coming in from the north and going down. Now, another strategy they had was that they wanted to do a race riot like Black Lives Matter, okay? So you see that they've done the anti, the Black Lives Matter and the race wars and all the race riots and everything else. But they didn't think that would work either because they said they weren't able to brainwash enough of the black population to go along with all this. That too many, and it said in droves, the black population was coming in droves to the Trump side. So they did not feel like that would be effective enough to work, right? Now, another one they put out there was they wanted to do a virus, a pandemic. Okay, does that sound familiar to you? But the reason, get this, the reason that they didn't want to do a pandemic is because polls showed that women were more likely to stay in the house during the pandemic and not show up to vote versus men. And the largest part of Hillary's supporters were women. But guess what? Mm-hmm. 4 years later, guess who the largest women supporters were? For Trump. You see how that would switch it around? Okay? So that was out of the question. And so another one they had was they wanted to do the HARP, the weather manipulation, and they were afraid that it was offline, had been offline, and coming back on would cause the problems. They said that they were afraid it would have like a Pell horse effect. That's death, right? Now, what are we seeing? Are we not seeing drought, famine, you know, obvious weather manipulation? I mean, it's just been pretty freaking obvious in my opinion, okay? In my opinion, Texas and Florida have been being punished left and right. And there was another one that they offered, and it was called cobalt. And that had to do with what? That has to do with radiation, right? And to be honest with you, I never did really know a lot about that. But now that they're doing all these threats with the nuclear stuff, and in every store you're seeing iodine tablets, and different places are having commercials on what to do in case of a bomb, you know? Okay, so these were the six, and that one was, I don't remember the exact reason why that one wasn't suggested, but they had some reason it was bad. You know, it would have been really bad for everybody if they did that. So that wasn't, so what do you think? And Joseph, if you remember, we did an emergency show on Resistance Radio because before Virgil and before Russell, this was me and your show, and I had kind of did an emergency broadcast about this email. Do you remember that? On your show, Resistance, on our show, Resistance Radio. That's right. I think Lori Alexander might have been on it. I'm not sure. So what did they suggest? What did they suggest? To stop this election, a fake alien invasion with like the Project Blue Beam. Okay, this is not a joke. Do you know that within like 48 or it was either, I think it was like 2 days after getting this email, Obama went in and did an executive order and ordered every single department of the government that you can even imagine. Every single department had these orders. This is off since we did like 60 days or some crap. And they were going to go set up all these substations and this and that all over the United States. And they were going to be doing all this stuff towards the sky. And they were going to be recording the skies at all time. And we would have access like to live streaming to the skies at all times. You know why? So why all of a sudden, right when he's fixed and go out of office?
Well, it's really
bizarre. That was what, and now guess what's happening? Now guess what's happening? Every single one of their points that they turned down, they've been working towards, and they're doing it, and you see them doing it now, right? And now you see them setting up the trial. This is the reason I brought this up, Russell was talking about. He didn't know if there was going to be elections or not. This is what they're planning. This is one of their plans. And this is their key. This is from WikiLeaks.
Well, they're doing experiments out here with Project Blue Beams because we've been seeing it, and the military admits it. Zach called them up and everything because they did one that looked like it was so real, it freaked me out, but they did one of a UFO that actually was landed like about 50 feet from my front door. And so we kind of freaked out on it, but you couldn't hear no sounds or anything, but when we called Kirkland and stuff, they admitted that they were doing Project Blue Beam. They were doing projection experiments for that because they did one a while back with the Enterprise going up in the clouds. It was funny. It was like, well, next time you do, I told them, next time you do one with the Enterprise, make sure you got a bird of prey following right behind it. The guy started laughing.
Well, yeah, and the one that they were suggested doing to Hillary Clinton, the one that they suggested, they said they had run simulation, and that the simulation had been very effective. And what they had simulated was the cities the Cities in the Clouds, and you could go in and look at China,
yeah,
City in the Clouds on YouTube and see that, and Giants in the Clouds. Those were the two they specifically mentioned. And also for your listeners, I just want y'all to know this information is public. It's the Vincent Strategy. It's a
and Jeannie Hill
email.
And our friend Jeannie Hill talking about
it. You pull it right up. Yeah,
right.
It's real easy to find.
And our friend Jeannie Hill talks about it on YouTube a lot too. About that.
Yeah, I've been on it since the day it was released. I mean, since the day it was released, I did that special broadcast on Resistance Radio, you know. I knew there was something about this email. I knew it wasn't just an email. And some people came out and said, that's just not, you know, I knew it was. But now that, you know, once 5 years passes and you get to sit back and look back at it, and you could see them starting to change all this, and you could see them working with every point that they had done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do y'all see that with the canning jars, with the Mylar? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so obvious.
And that's realistic, too. You know? We've got just a little bit of time left before we go off there and everything. But, hey,
well, Joe, just let me add something.
Go ahead.
I saw that was very disturbing. And, Russell's going to love this one. And but teachers in school are now telling students that the word pedophile is racist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The word pedophile is racist. You have to address these people now as MAPS, minor attracted persons. And no one should be criticized or ridiculed for wanting to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Yes, I heard that, Virgil. And I'm telling you, man, it's what we've talked about all along. You break down, you saw what the Nazis did. Just look at how Hitler came to power.
Amen, brother.
It doesn't take a whole lot of time. Take an hour. Take 1 hour, you know, say, you know what, I'm not going to go to the bar tonight. You know, I'm going to sit here and, you know, see what this is. And I'm telling you, it's play by play from the playbook. The FBI is now the new Gestapo, who do nothing other than go after the Democratic Party's political enemies with the blessings and the support from the Department of Justice.
Red October, that's what they did. Remember that you were talking to me about that. Remember you caught me off guard on that one interview, and I didn't have the right answer. But that's how I remember it. Remember that we were talking about that Disney video that I did, and we were talking about those hearings, the McCarty hearings that you asked me about that he went to, and it was the same thing where the government was accusing all these people of being communists, right? But in actuality, they were essentially weaponizing the department to go after their political and allies and get rid of the
right. McCarthyism.
That produces that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing they were doing.
But,
and you asked
me
about that, the McCarty stuff. Disney going on right in our face the whole time.
Right, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to, I think it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. I don't know, hurricane. I think the economy's still going to take a major dive, and I think it's going to happen right after the election because they've managed to steal enough oil from our strategic reserve to kind of bounce prices down a little bit. The Saudis have already said they're going to cut production. I'm telling you, after November, you are going to see a collapse economy. You're probably going to see gas go back up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon. It's going to be the supply chain is basically destroyed at this point. I don't know. What do you think, Ed? Do you think
I have been While everybody else went on vacation, I could have went free. My son paid for my, you know, badass house there. I could have stayed with them. My daughter was going to let me ride with her. I didn't go on vacation. I stayed home, and I worked on my garden. I worked on prepping. I have been working 12. I look literally like I'm darker than any Mexican you ever saw. I've got the most savage tan. I have worked nonstop outside. I worked in my swimsuit all summer. Y'all, I done got in shape, all right? I'm like militia ready, okay? So, yeah, I have been nonstop doing gardening, canning, dehydrating, Mylar bag, you know, dehydrating food, storing food, stocking up on chicken feed, stocking up on dog food, stocking up on groceries, stocking up on herbal medicines, stocking up on medicines. Dude, like non-fucking stop, okay? I'm talking 12-hour days every single day. Chickens, I've been preserving my eggs for backup dog food. I'm supposed to go fishing and catch a bunch of fish, and I was going to dehydrate that for extra cat food, but I don't know. That's just so time-consuming. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I can't figure out a real good backup food for the cats, but I've got the dog's backup food. I spent a lot of freaking money, y'all. I've been getting straw. I've been trying to get my heating lamps for the winter. I'm trying to get my tarp for the winter. I don't think any of those are going to be available. So all this stuff, and I also asked my husband to get the money and to go out, and I asked him to go buy, and he still hasn't freaking done it. So if you're listening, I'm pissed off about it. It's really, I don't care. I don't even care anymore, okay? I'm pissed off about it. Because we got the money to do it, and I told him to go out and buy an extra battery, extra starter, extra alternator, a couple extra tires, whatever the fuck we need for that FJ, because we have an FJ Cruiser four-wheel drive, and that would be our bug-out, one of our bug-out vehicles, right, if we don't have an EMP. And he still has had the money for 2 months and has not done it. And I said, what kind of man would not do that when your wife gives you the money? You know, that's crazy, okay. Right?
And can I add something to that?
Yes.
This might be something, and this guy here, he's a friend of mine. He was in the Air Force for close to 30 years, and he told me, he said, radios, you know, like your two-way communications, your shortwave radios, you know, your pack radios, whatever. He said that the best way to protect those from EMP is go to the dump and gather up as many microwave ovens as you can that people have thrown away.
I got one. I got an extra one right now sitting right here.
And put them inside that microwave oven. That microwave oven has a shielding in it that nobody knows about that will protect electronics, batteries, and everything from EMP.
Jesus. I was fixing to throw one away. I just got a new one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm glad you told me that. Thank you.
Let me tell you, but you
I build
can also
build trash cans.
You can also build some really inexpensive Faraday stuff. You can go out and buy your regular trash can. Buy some of those rubber mats that they use. Bars, you
yeah.
know, shops.
That's what you had to use.
Like
I use galvanized steel. You can use your other?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Line the inside of that with the rubber and the lid. Put that on there, and you'll be you'll be good. AFC strike.
That's right, because I'm not going to mention the name of them because I've got enough people knocking on my door now asking me why I need so many guns and ammo and shit and stuff in the house. And I told them, you know, don't worry about the guns and ammo. The time to worry about me is when I call John Deere and have them bring a backhoe to my yard. Okay? That's when I'm going to quit calling 911 and start calling 811. So that's when you start worrying what I'm going to do. But there's these certain little devices that Russell knows what they are. They're kind of like a small firecracker with two wires on them. You know what I'm talking about, brother? I have a few of these, and I have them stored up in an insulated metal case. So just in case, because, you know, a cell phone can set these things off. It only takes 4 amps for them to make them go pop. So I have to keep them very secure and very locked up. And but Russell is right.
But I got something really cool. My brother, I saw this thing where you can make a light bulb go. You can use a light bulb with a potato, right? And so my brother, he's an electrician, so I sent the video and I said, hey, can you make me these wires so that I can use my potatoes for light bulbs? Because that's really cool. So my brother came back and brought me a big old giant bag full of these connectors and said I was too lazy to make them, so I bought you 100 of them. So I got like 100 wires.
Okay, and when you try to use a potato for a light bulb and we see you on TikTok with an instant afro, we're going to know what happened.
Yep. I haven't tried it yet, okay. But I want to. Is it going to drop you?
If that black hair all of a sudden turns into an afro, we're going to know you tried to use a potato for a light bulb.
Yep. I am going to do a video on it. I'm also going to do a video on using a maxi pad to make a light bulb go off. Because you can. There's a little strip inside that maxi pad, a little black strip. You take it and dip it in some water, and then when you take it out of the water, you kind of rub it for a second and put that light bulb on it, and
you're a firm believer in training, aren't you, Ann? You're a firm believer in training. Okay, to train yourself
and
to use a potato for a light bulb. That's right. To train yourself to use a potato for a light bulb, crank up a push mower, pull down your pants, and piss on the spark plug, okay?
I got the right wires to do it. Don't underestimate me. Don't underestimate me. If it can be done, I will do it, but I'll find out. If it's too hard, I won't. I could probably start a fire. I could start a fire with a bow drill, but who the hell wants to? You know what I'm saying? But I just thought it would be cool, but...
Well, you better
get on TikTok
on that one, Ian.
Well, I do want to go on TikTok.
Guys, there. I'm gonna have to
Russell,
bug
you
out.
About that show too on my show. When you want to schedule?
What show? Oh yeah.
You said you want to do a show.
I'll probably holler at you tomorrow when I get off work or something. I got an early day tomorrow, so I'll give you a shout tomorrow afternoon. Something, and I'm ready to do it. I think I'm going to try doing it, doing like drive time, man. See how that works out. Like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I do
that. That way I can still do this show and stuff too, but it's just going to be a little short hour show. I think I'm going to call it the World According to Gunny.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to name it.
Yeah. But anyway, I got to bug out, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, I love
all
you.
All right, brother.
Say,
all right, brother.
Love you, brother. Love you,
brother.
Good night, America. I'm out of here.
All righty. And,
I didn't really think y'all were going to apologize. That was cool. I mean, my day. Didn't see that coming.
Well, and you know how they say, you know that saying, that small aleck saying, you're beautiful when you're angry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, darling, when you get angry, you get drop dead gorgeous.
You piss me off sometimes. Oh, my God. You make me so mad. I'll be like, oh, my God, I kill him. I don't know how season, but that was it.
Well, I just like to say this, Ann, and I think I speak for a lot of heterosexual men. We would love Hurricane Ann to land on us.
Well, we love you, and I worry about y'all. When you get sicker, these storms are coming, so... You got your good woman there. Got your good woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She drove 15 straight hours from Louisiana to West Virginia to pick up my sorry ass.
Everybody thinks I'm a badass. I could never do that. I'm terrified to drive like that over bridges and everything. I'm terrified. And everybody thinks I'm a badass. I am a badass, but not when it comes to driving. I'm terrified. I couldn't have picked you up. That's pretty badass. That's some badass roads. Bridges and curves and mountains. Oh my God, that's crazy.
But she had her new little toy with her that I bought her. Okay, she wanted a 357 Magnum snub nose.
Don't say nothing.
Okay, but I couldn't.
State lines in your implicator. Don't say nothing like that on the air.
Okay, well, she's permitted and everything. Okay, so I couldn't find one. So my buddy in Texas, he went to a gun show. He called me up. He said, "Man," he said, "I got a pistol here." He said, "Well, you don't want it. I'm gonna buy it myself." And she bought. I got her a 44 caliber bulldog pug, and we have three pugs. We have three pugs in the house, and when
I
showed
him.
I had him take a picture of it, and I showed him to it. Oh, she fell in love with it. I just got to take it and get the combat grips put on it because the wood grips are too small, and I shot it, and it's going to fly out her hand because I'm going to tell you what, this thing will blow a hole in somebody big enough to throw a house cat through. So, I mean, it's worse than my 45, Dan. I'm telling you, I'm scared of this little bastard myself.
You know what you need to be scared of? You need to be scared of yourself because you're getting overweight and you're getting sick. So you need to get your ass up in the
day. No, wrong.
Picking up concrete, baby, and getting in shape and quit being sick.
I went from 320 to 286.
Yes, that's awesome. 40 more muscle. I want to see it. And that's a challenge. I dropped.
Well, here's the thing, and here's what's weird.
And
here's what's weird about this stroke. Here's what's weird about this stroke, okay?
Virgil, we don't want to lose you.
I drink out of a thick porcelain coffee mug, okay? I pick up the coffee mug with my right hand. It feels like it's got a little weight to it. I pick it up with my left hand. It feels like a feather. My left side feels like the day after football practice in high school. You know, I mean, the muscles are coming back. The muscles are coming back. I thought I was losing my vision, but the medicine that Gallopant they had me on was affecting my vision.
That's wicked. They don't take that.
I started getting a burning, like a bad sunburn on my left side, okay? And the doctor gave me that stuff. And also my family doctor, she wanted me, you know, she saw I was kind of down and out that I can't drive anymore for right now. So she gave me some antidepressants.
No, don't take those.
And she said, try them for a week. And I just about fell off of the stool in her office. When she asked Susan, by the way, how many guns do you have in the house? Because you need to lock these guns up because they're side effects to these medicines. And I just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And she said, "What's so funny?" I said, "Asking her to lock up all my guns." I said, "That's a big joke." I said, "I got guns she don't even know about." She said, well, can you get to them? I said, Crystal Chase, that's my family doctor. I said, Crystal, I said, I got enough firepower laid around this parish. I can take over half the city of Baton Rouge and hold it for a month.
Damn. Sure. I don't have nothing like that. But I got enough to take out some hogs and some deer.
Right.
Well, you remember that picture? You remember those pictures I posted of my bro Ricky Siraj when he was over in Afghanistan? He got blown up, and a bunch of guys in his squad got killed in an armored vehicle from a suicide bomber. And me and him are tight. Me and him, we like brothers. We tight. I call. He's coming. Well, I found another M1A1 rifle. He said he always wanted, he was issued one in Afghanistan. So he always said he wanted one. And when it comes to friends, big deal. I ain't never seen a hearse with a luggage rack of pulling a U-Haul, okay? So I called him up and I said, come over to the house for your birthday. So he came to the house for birthday and I broke that case open. I handed him that gun case and he unzipped that thing. and right in there, Springfield Armory National Match M1A1 308. I swear, and I never seen a look on anybody's face like that. I mean, he just was speechless. I thought he was gonna pass out. I thought he was gonna faint. And he said,
"Wow."
And I threw him some boxes of ammo, you know, some Sierra match ammunition and some tracers I had, and this. And I said, "The only deal is," he said, "man, you ain't had to do this. You know how much this rifle costs?" I said, "Yes, asshole, I bought it." Okay? I said, "The only deal is," I said, "every deer you kill with that son of a bitch," I said, "I want a backstrap off of it." He said, "You got it. You got it." So we're supposed to go to his houseboat down on the levee above Grand River Flats, and we're gonna go down there and we're gonna shoot him up and sight him in and everything
else. Give me about a month's notice and I'll meet you up there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got one for you. I got a 308 AR-10 sniper.
Ooh,
I mean,
yeah.
It takes you know you're gonna have to bring your back brace to pack it around because I got the bull barrel on it. It's heavy. It's heavy.
Well, guys, it's way past the time. So come back on Thursday
time
night.
Time flies when you're having fun, especially
yeah,
with Hurricane Ann. I just love hearing Hurricane Ann's voice, I swear. I say, you missed your true – I tell everybody this when they hear your voice. I say, Ann missed her true calling back in the day. I said, back in the early 90s, late 80s, she would have made a great 1-900 sex phone caller. I mean, that voice of hers. She's just got the most beautiful voice that just turns you on. I mean,
you know, thank you so much because, you know, I was so paranoid about my voice because, you know, my gallbladder had been bad for so long. It kept giving me acid reflux and it was eating at my vocal cords. I had to have vocal cord surgery. Couldn't remember when I could talk for like 6 months. And then I've been so paranoid because my voice just has been so raspy since I've had that surgery that I was so paranoid to come on the radio show even with Joseph, you know, before. Because every time I go to a drive-thru, like McDonald's or any drive-thru, and I do my order, they say, "Can I help you, sir?" And then if I call people on the phone, like a prescription, they go, "Can I help you, sir?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God," you know. So I was really feeling paranoid about it.
No.
So thank you.
Oh, no,
that's
Ann.
The nicest thing you could have said
no.
to me. That's the nicest thing.
I'm telling you could have been a fabulous phone sex operator. When you could have been a millionaire by now. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well,
right.
I wish I would have
retired
heard
a millionaire.
And that would have known. I would have done it for a million. I
would
phone sex.
Right, right.
I could phone sex.
Because you see, my kind of luck. You see, I called one of them phone sex numbers one time, and I got a broad that stuttered. Ran my credit card up $300.
One good thing
that's calming me down, Ann, my niece is back from California now. She's at the house living with us till we get her room straight, until I get all my prep and survival stuff out of the spare bedroom. I'm giving up to my side of the bed. I'm sleeping in my recliner, which is very comfortable for, you know, how us guys are. We'll sleep through Armageddon in our recliner.
Does Joseph realize that we're him by now? I mean, we know for a fact that this freaking show is 2 hours. It ain't costing him a damn dime.
Right.
Even if he cuts us off air, we can still talk. But guess what? If you go to like Apple, it records our whole conversation after the 2 hours. So your private conversations that you have afterwards, it will come up.
That's
on the
why I don't
podcast.
Do that.
I got embarrassed.
Yeah,
I had some shit come up that was embarrassing.
That's why I don't do half the podcast.
but my heart dropped to my stomach when I was watching the news the other night, and there's another serial killer loose in California.
I was reading it a while ago.
And I just put my arms around her and I hugged her after I watched that report, and I said, "Thank God you were home. Thank God you were home."
Apparently there's a young girl missing now. She's like about 15 or 16 years old, and they think that he got her.
Listen, well, you know, there's a lot of serial killers. So I was trying to tell y'all, y'all never would listen to me. The whole show, I know you want to get off, Joseph, but just because you're tired, you shouldn't punish me and Virgil. And the audience has to listen to you, okay? So listen, here's the deal. You don't have to close it. We know that you get 2 hours because I have a radio show too, okay? You don't trick us. Uh-huh. You don't trick us. We know. We love you. So listen, I was trying to get earlier. I said, you know, y'all were talking about Adam Schiff, and I was trying to get in while y'all were talking about Adam Schiff, but I couldn't get in. And I was saying, y'all want to hear a really good conspiracy about Adam Schiff. And it's really good. I wanted to tell y'all about it because it's good, okay? Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got 30 minutes left. Go ahead.
It's been a long time since I looked at these key drops. I don't really remember what they were, but there was something in there about Adam Schiff and his shade. Well, there's always been alluding to the fact that he's a pedophile, okay? And his district is the area where the Standard Hotel is at, right? And so there was some stuff, real sketchy shit, and you mentioned there's a bunch of sketchy shit going on with the Standard Hotel and Adam Schiff, right? Well, I started digging around, and I went down a rabbit hole, but I got like a psychic vibe, okay? Y'all know when I get these psychic vibes, I'm onto it, right? And I just had this feeling, y'all. I had this gut fucking feeling. And my spidey senses are always right. They're always right. That there was a tunnel underneath it that they were probably using, okay, like for bad shit, right? So I started digging around, and I went all the way to like 1907 blueprints of Los Angeles, all right? And I found where they originally made this original subway. This is freaking huge, by the way. This is huge. I mean, it's not just a little train track. There's depot stations. There's luggage rooms. There's mail rooms. These things are fucking huge, okay? So they put this whole entire, like, giant thing all around Los Angeles, right through downtown and everything else, all around, right beside the Standard Hotel, okay? Right beside it. Right literally beside it. And this is in the early 1900s, okay? So then, for no reason whatsoever, just shut it down and built a whole other subway only inches from the other subway. And they just left that whole giant subway buried underneath, abandoned underneath all of Los Angeles. Well, there's a hotel that's being built just a few blocks from the Standard Hotel in the last, I'd say, 10 years or 15 years or whatever. And they said that, I found a story, an article, where they were interviewing this guy, and he said that, one, whenever they were, there's newspaper articles, when they were digging this hotel, they busted through and found a portion of that tunnel, okay, and they closed it back up, all right? So we already know that tunnel went right through there, right? Well, anyways, this one guy said he didn't like to park the cars in the lowest part of the basement area because he thought it was haunted because he could always hear screaming and screams and stuff. So those are those tunnels. Well, another thing I found out was that, so there was an incident a few years ago where a whole bunch of people got poisoned gas in the L.A. subway and were sick, and they got really, really, really sick. Well, when they investigated it, the Standard Hotel had poured out tons of freaking muriatic acid that's used to, like, dissolve bodies with way more than they should have put in a swimming pool. Supposedly, it mixed in with the chlorine, okay, with the chlorine, and caused this gassing. But in my investigation,
and that makes mustard gas. Take it from a chemical driver, a Hall chemical. It makes mustard gas.
But they're lying about it because where they say they would have poured it, it would have killed them because it was so much, it would have killed them, okay? They actually poured it from a different spot, not from the pool, okay, which I think is a basement area or maybe even that other tunnel area, okay? But it mixed in with the water from the chlorine from the pool and went down and got leaked into that other subway. So, yeah, there's some real sketchy shit there, and there is freaking a tunnel, giant tunnel system right there under the Standard Hotel that there's supposed to be a bunch of sex trafficking, all kinds of shady shit going on there. Adam's just supposedly involved in this. And if you go watch that, I know this sounds crazy, but if you go watch American, I know this sounds nuts, but if you go watch American Horror Story, the hotel one with Lady Gaga in it, I swear to God, they're talking about the Standard. They even got this giant swimming pool in the bottom of it where she has these, like, babies sleeping, and they drink the blood of all these people, like adrenochrome, and they kill people in the hotel. But they have a lot of these serial killers. Yeah, they have a lot of serial killers in the show. Oh, and check this out. The owner of the hotel in the show threw down the napkin, and I saw the initials, so I went and looked it up. And sure enough, the Standard Hotel was originally an old company that was owned by J.P. Morgan, and so that building was originally owned by J.P. Morgan. So it's got a real interesting past, and there's a lot of serial killer history going right down that road. They just right down the street, they caught this other serial killer that had been using underground stuff as well. His last words before he was executed was "See you in Disney," "See you in Disneyland," or something like that. And so you're talking about serial killer in California. So in this show, there's a lot of serial killers that all meet here, and they're all connected. It's really kind of bizarre. You know how they kind of, you know, project things to us in shows. Sometimes, you know, Hollywood does that. You ought to go check it out. It's really creepy. If you want to know anything about underground tunnels and serial killers, you've got some Easter eggs in that show. It's
right. And it was they had a report come out, but it got snuffed out really, really quick. But I caught part of it, that an undercover prostitution sting operation caught Adam Schiff with a 14-year-old teenage prostitute.
Huh. Not surprising.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's a cross-dresser.
You can tell he got sugar in his tank by the way he talks. You can tell he's got sugar in his tank.
He's got him for so long. But, you know, I know that he's kin to some of those Nazis. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, him and Fauci, just look at them. You can just tell. They look so creepy. That's what a lot of people don't understand, too, is all these soldiers in Kyiv were Nazis, real Nazis. And these are Nazis.
Well,
understand. These are all connected to our government.
About that. Well, we talked about that for years on this show, and you know, the Nazis are, you know, this pandemic thing, it was all experimental by the Nazis. The same pattern. Virtually brought it up ownership.
Well, why do you think they eventually assassinated and kept locked up all those years until they finally got tired of him, finally assassinated Rudolf Hess? Because he knew who the British people in Parliament are that were supportive of the Nazi Party. He knew. He knew everything.
You know, to be honest with you, I know I've said some crazy stuff in the past, and most of it's been true, okay? But I'm not saying everything I suspect is true, you know, and all my conspiracy I can't prove, you know? But I'm right a lot, as y'all know. But, you know, in my research, I came up with some really bizarre stuff when I was studying Disney, and I started coming to the conclusion after doing this deep dive for, 3 years now, 4 years now that I've been studying this? So it was like, I had to take a break because I just was living and breathing this stuff. I was obsessed, but and this is going to sound crazy, I just don't think Adolf Hitler was really, I know he was a real person, but I think he was an actor, and I think our government had something to do with it. And I think it was like a big op. I mean, I know he was like a real person. He went to different places and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, nothing makes sense. Okay, like he was a nobody. Okay, he was a nobody. And then he goes to, and he actually has all this stuff with Walt Disney. Very eerily similar, you know. All these drawings, all this stuff in the history. Watch my video. It's really creepy. But listen to this. You know, at the time, he was in the hospital when Disney was over there. He was in the hospital when the war ended for being blinded. Hitler was blinded. He was in the hospital for being blind. He got blinded. And so supposedly then he comes out and then he writes his book and goes to jail, writes his book, and then all of a sudden he's this big giant leader. It just really doesn't make a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Well,
like this
and
stuff.
It comes down to this, Ann. You know, Jim Jones was a nobody, but look what he pulled off. Okay, Charles Manson was a nobody, but look what he did. You know, when you get people, you know, Germany was bankrupt. They couldn't tolerate losing the First World War. They went down in flames, and they were being punished because of it. And then here comes this guy. He's talking all a bunch of good shit, blah, 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 blah. You know, just like these Democrats, free stuff here, free stuff there, free stuff, socialism, socialism, socialism. And everybody falls into line with it. You know, hope can be turned into a weapon, Ann. You know, and if you have the wrong person giving false hope, well, you know, one person can turn 100 people, can create a hell of a momentum with people. And, you know, it's very easy to brainwash people that's looking for hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's true.
You know, I mean, that's like me and Joseph. That's like me and Joseph walking into a women's prison with a suitcase full of pardons. You know, how lucky do you think we're going to get? Huh?
Right. Right.
I hope that President Trump comes back. I hope it's not in 2024, you know, because I've heard that, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that like 40 states have, you know, found voter fraud and stuff and overturned it. I don't know.
Louisiana, just not to get off track too much, but Louisiana has a bill in the legislature now that's going to come up after next year. They're going to ban those electric cars here in Louisiana because they're catching people's houses on fire.
Yep. Yep. Well, Carrie Baldini's going to do the same thing when she's elected governor. She's going to ban them here too. You know, and everything. She's looking good, Virgil. They're fighting her hard now. They're really fighting.
I hope my sweetheart wins. I hope my sweetheart wins. I love her to death.
She will.
I love her to death.
She will. I'm going to have her on the show pretty soon. So, but she's fighting. They're fighting her hard. They're even fighting me too. But you know. But she's got it so riled up that it's funny. It's funny.
Well, I can tell you what, if she wants to get the truckers' votes, get her to go official with it that she's going to cancel that goddamn border permit when you cross into New Mexico out of Texas.
That thing is a
pain in the ass when you cross in.
She was talking about that.
You go into New Mexico and you got to go through what's called a port of entry, and you got to park your truck, you got to bring your permit book in, and you have to show that New Mexico permit. If you don't have that New Mexico permit with stamp on it, they will make you sit there. I mean, until you get one, and sometimes you can sit there for 2 days at the scale.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
To get one.
Talk to her about
and,
it.
I mean,
I've heard
it. It is an ultimate pain in the ass.
Yeah. You know what, Roger, you ought to call her. You got her. Never call her up and talk to her about it. That's another great idea you can bring up to her.
Because that
right
is totally there. Unnecessary. That is totally
yeah, is.
Unnecessary.
But she is, mean, she's looking much. Well, she's so good, and she was so good that the media is biased. They're so bad, they wouldn't even allow her on the debate if you're in the news media.
I mean, when I had to haul down to Carlsbad, I mean, oh, my God. Before I even left the terminal, make sure, call, make sure the permits are up to date, make sure we got the right permits, make sure all of this, make sure that, and I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave with the load until they faxed us back or emailed us back that the permits
I remember you telling me that when you came up here to see me. You were telling me about all that.
Because, I mean, good Lord Almighty God, boy,
what's going on with the Mississippi River?
What's that now? What about the Mississippi River?
Yeah, I just saw something on TikTok today that said the Mississippi River is dry.
No, the Mississippi River is very low. It's very low right now. It's very low.
Has it ever been
low before? It's real low. It hasn't been that low since about the late 70s. But it's going to come back because we're going to have a hard winter and there's going to be a lot of snow melting and we're going to have flooding next summer and everything else. So it's going to be typical. You know,
like Louisiana. Well, I don't even know where the Mississippi goes. I guess the Mississippi, it goes in Louisiana, doesn't it? No?
It goes where?
I'm a little rusty.
Hold up,
Joe. The Mississippi River, doesn't it run through Louisiana?
Yes. Yes, it runs through Louisiana. It runs down. It borderlines the state of Louisiana, Mississippi. Runs down Port of Baton Rouge, Port Hudson. I got a good friend of mine that goes metal detecting around Port Hudson. He finds all kind of – he found a Civil War artillery shell stuck in the ground.
Wow. Yeah, Louisiana really bad with the river being so low?
Yes, it is. We haven't gotten any rainfall in – quite a few months, and the sugarcane farmers are loving it because they ain't got to tread mud to get the crops out. But but this is just fall. When the fall and winter go to colliding and everything else, we're gonna have some serious rain, just like we get every year.
If you got the Louisiana, if you got all this Mississippi going through Louisiana, and it's that drought, that's gonna affect the swamps too. Is that making the alligators get kind of psycho?
No, it's not getting the alligators kind of psycho. They're hauling out some pretty big gators. They're hauling out some pretty big gators in the basin, and it's just they're having a little difficulty running their lines because of the water drop, and they can't run regular outboard motors. They have to run the Go Devils or airboats through there, through the mud flats and everything. But they're getting some decent catches out of there.
It's not affecting y'all, this hurricane?
The only thing we got because of the hurricane was a bunch of wind. That's the only thing we got. We got a bunch of wind, and it was sunny outside. It was pleasant outside. It was great outside. You know, when the wind was coming in from Florida, you know, we sat outside on the porch, and we ain't got a mosquito bite one because they can't fly in the wind. So
I think it's with all the mosquitoes out here because we all been getting mosquito bites over here.
Usually this time of year, you go out on your porch, they'll carry you off.
Yeah,
coming
yeah,
like kamikaze planes.
And I was wondering, it's a stupid question, but I guess they say no questions are stupid. But I was wondering if whenever the water all came out from the Gulf there in Florida, they were showing it all coming out. I was wondering if it affected the whole Gulf. I was going to ask my daughter, because she's there at the Texas coast too. I was just wondering because if it would have went all the way out, it seems like it would have surged everywhere, though. You know what I'm saying? So I guess maybe it just did it where the hurricane was at or something. You know how it pulled all the water out of that bay and it was all...
Yeah, that's normal, though. When it does you don't want to be around when it pulls all that water out.
Yeah, that's the storm surge coming. If it's just like a tidal. A storm surge is almost like a tidal wave. If you see the water drop all of a sudden on a shoreline, let me tell you what. Run. Running would be a very good idea.
I know. I saw these idiots walking a mile out, and they're like, we're just walking. Look, there's no water. I'm like, I was on the TikTok going, run. For the love of God, get the fuck out of there. Dude, this is going to be a tsunami. Get the fuck out, you know? God, that was giving me a heart attack. I was having, and that was the day you had a stroke, I think.
Well, guys, it is that time. We're out of time now. So, but anyway, we'll be back here on Thursday.
That was when I had my stroke. It was a biracial female. We named it Okra Omelet.
All right. I guess
you gotta have a sense of humor. Right. You gotta have a sense of humor when something like this happens. You know, you go nuts.
Right.
Well, love you, brother. I came into the Olympics, but I was glad to see you were here. So.
I am. I'm going to need to do a TikTok live and talk on some of this stuff. I've been wanting to do one.
Banned. You'll get me banned.
Me? No. More likely, you probably you'll get me
Virgil
banned.
No way. Virgil would get me banned. He's too volatile. I can't have a band like that. You know?
You banned.
Virgil
can't
behave
on
TikTok live. I don't know. I had to think about it. I don't want to get banned, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, I'll let you go, but I love you guys, and I'm going to try to do a show tomorrow night. So, all right?
All right. Let me know if you want me on. I'll be on.
Yeah, I'll schedule it.
Okay.
All right,
everybody.
Well,
we'll be back here on Thursday night, and we'll see you then. So, y'all be careful.
Oh, and my channel is Wolfpack Radio, P-A-Q.
Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night,
Jesse. Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.